Well, next I'll go to copper. And copper, the electron configuration is 3D10 4S1. So the 3D bands are filled, and the valence electron is this one 4S electron. And I've got here the band structure, and even though it's a little complicated, you can recognize the 4S state. And the 4S state is a solution that goes like this red parabola here. This is the free electron-like parabola that I fit to the 4S state. And you can interpret this by thinking about the tight binding model. We have these copper atoms, and the 4S wave function has got a larger radius than the 3D wave functions. The 4S is sticking out more. So when the copper atoms are next to each other, when we calculate the overlap integral will be large for the 4S band, but it'll be small for the 3D wave functions, because the 3D wave functions have a smaller radius and don't overlap as much. And what that gives us when we do this calculation is something like this. So we imagine this picture where we take copper atoms, we put them on an FCC lattice, but we start out with them very far apart, like 1 centimeter apart. In that case, there's the 4S energy, and there's the energy of the 3D bands. Then we let the copper atoms come closer and closer together. So these are the atomic energy levels. We let them come closer together. The 4S has a large radius, and that gives the T, this overlap integral in the tight binding model, it gives a wide band, whereas 3D is the overlap is small, and it gives a narrow band. And if I try to plot that energy versus K, the 4S band is wide, and the 3D bands are narrow, like this. There's a 10D electron, so there are 5 3D bands. I drew 4, like this. And then they couple, so these are these kind of flat lines cutting through the middle here. These are the 3D bands. And this is the large amplitude 4S going around it. And if I just draw a parabola, it cuts the Brillouin zone boundaries pretty close to where the 4S hits the Brillouin zone boundaries on these two sides. So you can use the free electron model for the S states. And the D states are all confined in energy because there's a little overlap of the D orbitals. And you see that also in the density of states. So here, this part, this thin part here that goes on is labeled S. That's the density of states from the S band, which is spread out over lots of energies. There are 2 electrons in it, and you can put 10 electrons in the D states, and they're concentrated in a narrower energy range. So you get this big peak. You get big peaks in the density of states from the 3D electrons, and out at the higher energies after the 3D is filled. This S band is only half filled, and the Fermi energy cuts through this S band, which keeps going up in this direction. Now the terminology is kind of carried over from the tight binding model. So even though probably this calculation over here of the dispersion relationship is not really tight binding, people will identify these bands as the 3D bands, like I did, and this one as the 4S band, because those are the bands you would have gotten out of a tight binding calculation. And just to be able to give them some name, they're named as if you're doing a tight binding calculation, whereas probably you're doing something more complicated, some DFT calculation. And not just tight binding. And you'll notice in these diagrams that there are sometimes you see maybe here or over here some anti-crossings where there are two of these bands that cross, and what you see is instead of them crossing, they avoid each other like this, and you get some kind of coupling of the different states. I think we'll see that on some other in some other materials. Okay, so this is what copper looks like.